With the holiday shopping season now in full swing, you may be looking for an alternative to the hustle and bustle of the malls. For a different take on the buying frenzy, we turn to Hippo editor Amy Diaz. She joins us many Fridays to talk about weekend events in New Hampshire. Amy, the Hippo has some stories this week about some city events designed to draw shoppers downtown.
Yes, you know, and you see this all over New Hampshire during the holiday season, where either groups of businesses or downtowns really make an effort to get people out and shopping and then mix in some holiday and family fun.
So let's first talk about what's happening in Concord. This has become a really big event in downtown Concord. It's Midnight Merriment.
Yes, and this is tonight, Friday night, from 5:30 to midnight in a lot of places. And the idea really is that these stores are open late on this night. So if you can't, you know, get in during normal business hours, this is the time you come. Pretty much all the stores are open until at least 10 p.m., and most of them are open till midnight. You know, walk around, check out the different stores, and then there's also, you know, holiday carolers and things like that to make it a festive event.
I remember talking with you about Concord last year, and you were telling us that this has turned out to be a really big night for the businesses.
Yes, you know, for some businesses downtown, I was talking to an official from InTown Concord, and she was saying for some businesses, this is maybe their biggest night or one of their biggest days of the year, retail-wise. For some businesses, the day itself is not that big in terms of sales, but it's a chance to, you know, introduce people to this business. You know, this is really a chance for people to not just maybe go to the one store that they're familiar with and then go home, but to, you know, walk along Main Street and to see a couple of different shops and maybe stop in places they've never stopped before. So a chance to really get to know the downtown retail environment.
Yeah, it's more about discovery, I would imagine. Well, what's new this year?
Well, they have a couple of things going on in addition to the shopping, which is really the focus. You know, they have Santa Claus is going to make an appearance. They have a story time at the Orange Leaf, which is a nice place that the organizer was saying that they've done this in years past, and it's a nice place to stop and warm up a little bit, have the kids listen to a story. They have something, I think this is a couple years they've been doing, Giftopolis, and this is the Concord's Art Market, which is kind of like a farmer's market, but for arts and crafts. And so they're doing an event where you can go and, I mean, you know, get really local and unique gifts.
Okay. Now, not to be outdone, Manchester has the Spirit of New Hampshire Christmas Parade this weekend. This is the biggest holiday parade in New Hampshire, isn't it?
This might actually be one of the biggest parades in New Hampshire. They get anywhere from 40,000 to 45,000 people coming to watch the parade. They have about 80 floats, and some floats have, you know, 50 or more people walking with them. So it's a huge parade. It starts at 4 p.m., and I thought this was really fun. So the parade, right before the parade, is the Santa Shuffle, which is a 5K where everyone dresses up like Santa Claus. During the parade, they have a group that dresses up like pirates. There's also Double Midnight Comics. They have a group that dresses up like superheroes. So there is some good people in costume, people watching happening at this parade.
And do downtown merchants report the same boost in sales that Concord sees?
Well, you know, I spoke to one of the organizers, and she was saying that for a lot of bars and restaurants, they get a really good night from, you know, the post-parade crowd, people who hang out after the parade and go out to dinner or, you know, go warm up. And she's really trying to, in future years, she wants to try to increase the retail presence and to make, you know, people coming early and sticking around and doing some shopping a part of the parade.
So you're a veteran of the parade, but what's a highlight for you?
Well, you know, it really is fun to see all these people come out and, you know, people line up along the streets, people stake out positions. This is, I think if I went to watch the parade, this is where I would be. They stake out positions inside bar, you know, restaurants right next to windows so you can stay warm and still watch the parade. And it is really cool to see a big audience turn out for this.
A couple of fun suggestions to get you in the holiday spirit and keep you out of the mall at the same time. Amy Diaz is editor for The Hippo. We'll have links to the stories The Hippo features on both Concord's Midnight Merriment and Manchester's Holiday Parade online at our website, nhpr.org. Amy, great to see you.
Have a great weekend.